This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Dr. Salvatore Alesci, Vice President for Scientific and Regulatory Affairs at Pharma and one of the leaders of the I'm In campaign, which is raising awareness about the importance of diversity in clinical trial participants. Dr. Alesci, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you for the invitation. It's my pleasure to be with you.
Well, it certainly is our pleasure as well. So first of all, for starters, what are clinical trials and why are they important?
Well, we know that medical innovation and new effective treatment have the power to change lives, but these breakthroughs don't happen on their own. Developing new medicines is a lengthy and a complex process, and clinical trials are an essential part of it. Clinical trials are research studies that are designed to carefully assess the safety and effectiveness of a therapy to either prevent, detect, or treat disease. Without the volunteer that participate to evaluate the effectiveness of this medicine, there could not be any of this treatment today.
Why is increasing diversity in clinical trials a priority to pharma and the industry?
Well, let me step back overall to just say that overall increasing participation in clinical trial is a priority for our industry, not just for pharmas and associations, because as I pointed out, without participation in these trials, we are not able to bring new innovative medicine to the patient that they need in an effective time. We know that overall, participation in the United States is pretty low, less than 10% of patients, according to data from Research America, have ever participated in clinical trial. This problem is even more dramatic among certain populations that are underrepresented. For example, we know that African American today represent 12% of the U.S. population, yet less than 5% of clinical of them participating in clinical trial. And Hispanic represents 16% of the U.S. population. Only 1% of them on average has participated in clinical trial. If we don't achieve the diversity that we need in clinical trial, we cannot have absolute confidence that the safety effectiveness of the medicine that eventually will be taken by this population is truly representative of the U.S. population.
Why is there currently a lack of diversity in clinical trials?
Well, the reasons are complex, but and we look, by the way, a lot into this, not just we as pharma, but you know, academia look into this and other organizations. I would just say that the number one reason is lack of awareness. That word means a lot of things. Lack of awareness goes to do not understand what a clinical trial is, what the process behind it is, or also not being aware of where these clinical trials are, how to get into a clinical trial, particularly in some of the areas where the underrepresented population live.
Today we are with Dr. Salvatore Alesci, Vice President for Scientific and Regulatory Affairs at Pharma and one of the leaders of the I'm In campaign, which is raising awareness about the importance of diversity in clinical trial participants here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, if you would, what is exactly the I'm In campaign?
Well, the I'm In campaign, as you pointed out, is a campaign that has been built to build awareness about about clinical trial, about clinical research opportunity, overall in the general population, but particularly among populations that have been historically underrepresented, African American, Hispanic, Asian, to mention some. It's the result of a collaboration between Pharma and the National Minority Quality Forum. It is really a patient-centered, community-focused campaign, which try to achieve its goal through a fully integrated advocacy, communication, and outreach effort. It is a campaign that is trying to engage a variety of organizations and individuals to serve as champion, that includes patient advocacy organization, provider groups, clinical trial sponsors, and researchers. It is a campaign that makes a large use of the internet, of social media. As we know today, it's like 80% or more of individuals try to get information on any subject related to healthcare on the internet. By increasing diversity in clinical trial, we know that we can help ensure that the process that is used to test the safety effectiveness of new medicine really reflects the individual who will eventually take them. And this is important also to increase scientific knowledge that eventually will lead to progress in medical innovation for future patients. Those are the goals of the campaign.
And lastly, how does participation in a clinical trial benefit the patient?
Well, participation in clinical trial often provides patients the opportunity to access to potential new treatment and the expert healthcare, a leading institution, before this treatment becomes even available. By participating in clinical trials, individuals can play an active role, or if you want, a more active role in their health, as well as the health of others, by contributing to the scientific knowledge that eventually may lead to innovative medical treatment for future patients.
Well, it certainly has been good to have spoken with you today, Dr. Alessi. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about the IMAN campaign online?
Oh, yeah. I would just say the first step is for everybody to visit www.joinimin.org and register. The website is a portal that will provide a wealth of information and very simple words, as well as toolkits and materials that not only can help the individual to educate himself or herself, but also share this knowledge. These toolkits have been customized for different groups. For example, we have toolkits for patient advocacy organizations, but also we have toolkits for physicians. So I invite everybody who is listening to please visit www.joinimin.org and find out more about the campaign and how they can contribute and become champions for the campaign.
Very good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip here today?
Well, again, I want to thank you again for this opportunity. I think we are at a very important juncture in the country where we can move the needle in this space and make sure that the United States keep a leading role in innovating in medicine. And clinical trials and participation in clinical trials is essential for that. So, but if each one of us doesn't make the first step, it's not going to happen. So we really count on you, and we really truly believe that this is the time to make the change.
Dr. Alessi, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Salvatore Alessi, Vice President for Scientific and Regulatory Affairs at Pharma and one of the leaders of the IMN campaign, which is raising awareness about the importance of diversity in clinical trial participants. And once again, the website of reference to make a difference, it's joinimin.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.